Come on, baby, make up your mind.
Too Much Rock Podcast number 356. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Harmar Superstar. That is the song Youth Without Love, and that's on the new album Best Summer Ever. It just came out April 15th on Cult Hero Records. That is the record label owned by Julian Casablancas from The Strokes, and that song is actually one that he wrote. It is a single for the new album, and it feels, I don't know, well, like a good single for the album. The album's a bit all over the place. A lot of it is that sort of synth-pop feel to it, but there are some downright rocky numbers in there as well. It's a curious album for Harmar Superstar. He tries a lot of different things. Not sure he's got much of an editor when it comes to label man Julian Casablancas. Anyway, it's a fine album. Give that one a listen, see if it's something that interests you. I've got good music for you this week, but it's all over the place, so I'm warning you. You're going to find something you like and probably something you think, ugh, why bother? Anyway, let's jump into the Coat Hangers from Atlanta, Georgia. This song is called Down, Down. Wow, that last set was shot out of a cannon and directly into your ears. We started things off with Coat Hangers with the song Down Down. That is on the album Nosebleed Weekend, which came out April 15th on Suicide Squeeze Records. Good to have that Atlanta, Georgia band back. First, you listen to the album, okay. There's some songs on there I really like, though. I think I wanted to like it more than I do, but I don't know. It's still growing on me. In the middle there, Baby Ghosts from Provo, Utah. First time I've heard anything from that band, and I like them. That song I played goes Return of the Bones, Part 1 and Part 2. And that is the B-side of a new No Ditching Baby Ghost split 7-inch, which will come out April 29th on Drunken Sailor Records. I think that 7-inch is only a UK one, so it might be a little harder to track down on this side, but you can buy the digital version. Just like I did there. And then into things off there with the Simple Tones from, I guess, Rosemead, California, kind of that bridge between L.A. and the O.C., right? From 1978 with the song I Like Drugs. I just picked that up on a new compilation that just came out in March called Punk 45, Chaos in the City of Angels and Devils, Hollywood from X to Zero, and Hardcore on the Beaches, Punk in Los Angeles, 1977 to 1981. That is a heck of a title. Anyway, it's released by Soul Jazz, who evidently has put out a number of these albums of 45s in various cities and various scenes. This one, well, you know, you pick things up like this because you go, oh, I like all of these songs, except for I don't know these three bands or these four bands. And you think, well, if I like all the other ones, I'm probably going to like them. And that's how it works out here. And there's some X songs on there and TSOL songs and bands that you're very familiar with. And then some that maybe you're not. Maybe Simple Tones were something that you're all about. But me, there was something new, and I like that one. So from 1978. That was I Like Drugs. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, then I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Now, one of the side effects of not planning a podcast and, you know, picking things out for you is that sometimes my tastes are all over the place, and you have to suffer through with that. Hey, those are the rules. I don't omit things, even though maybe if I want to make a cohesive indie pop podcast that you might like, I should, but I don't, because rules are rules. So anyway, I got a couple of country numbers coming up for you. We're starting off with Margo Price with the song Hurtin' on the Bottle.
I put hurtin' on the bottle.
it's all in the past. You and I didn't last. Guess that I should have known. Love like ours doesn't grow. It comes on in a flash. Leaves just as fast. Heartache you brought. It's all that I got. If you're looking for proof, it's these four walls and the roof. Shelter this room so small. Bathroom's just down the hall. My money's all gone. Did everything wrong. The heartache you brought. It's all that I got. Why would a person mess with things when they're going so well? That brass ring was all mine. That single bear ball swinging over my head lights up my empty room and my lonely bed. My money's all gone. I did everything wrong. Heartache you brought. It's all that I got. Oh, that's CJ Altman on the steel. I'm now in. Some people pay for their sin. I had a family at home. I live here all alone. My money's all gone. I did everything wrong. The heartache you brought. It's all that I got. The heartache you brought. That's all that I got.
There you go. I don't know if you've finished your beer yet, but you probably got room in you for another anyway. We started off with Hurtin' on the Bottle. Well, that's Margot Price. The album is Midwest Farmer's Daughter, and that came out March 25th on Third Man Records. She is based out of Nashville, Tennessee now, and certainly you hear all the classic country influences in there. I mean, including some, I don't know, I hear a lot of Bobby Gentry in there, and that makes me happy. Some Donna Fargo, of course. You're going to hear a good amount of Tammy in there as well. So I'm a fan. After that, we heard from Nudie with the song, That's All That I've Got. That is from the album Everything's Different in the Night. Self-release album came out April 22nd of this year. He's from Charlottetown on Prince Edward Island. I liked his last album a lot too, and this one makes me happy as well. But I like him honky tonk, and that's why I picked up those albums. And well, how you got forced into this. Anyway, I should wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 356. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media websites, including Twitter and Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, on the 27th, The Freeze, Boston original 1981 hardcore punk band, is coming to the Minibar. I think they're playing with Bad Ideas and with Red Kate. Who else, right? On the 29th, The Who rescheduled show at the Sprint Center. I hope someone got tickets for that for me. On the 2nd, Guided by Voices are playing at the Bottleneck. On the 6th, Amon Amarth are playing at the Granada. The 6th and the 7th, of course, is also the Middle of the Map Fest, and there are lots of bands playing that. Some of them you might even care about. On the 11th, Tortoise is playing at the Granada or Hormar Superstar at the Bottleneck. On the 19th, Off With Their Heads at the Bottleneck. On the 20th, Flogging Molly is playing a free show at KC Live. 21st, Dirt Nap at the Record Bar, and with some other bands as well. And that'll be my first time back at the new Record Bar. Or the 21st is also Hip Shot Killer at Davies. Hard choices there. On the 25th, Block Party is coming to Madrid, and some people are excited about that. Maybe I'm not. On the 26th, Dive is playing at the Bottleneck. And on the 31st of May is Subhumans at the Riot Room. Peeking into June a little bit, that Cure show on the 8th. Modern Baseball is playing on the 12th. And Damian Gerardo on the 13th at the Riot Room. And that's going to be a really good one. So a little peek into things a little further out into the future. Anyway, I've got one track left for you. And unless you like Viking metal, you can just go ahead and shut things off now. This is, yeah, that's the reality, folks. This is, just put it on the line. And this is Amon Amarth. As you heard, they're coming into town. They play through regularly at the Granada, and it's always a good show full of people wearing pelts and carrying hammers, really. The song I'm going to play is called Raise Your Horns. It's from the band's new album, Jomsviking, which came out March 25th on Metal Blade Records. The band, of course, from Sweden, Tumba, I think, but I'm probably horribly mispronouncing that one, but I didn't bother to look it up because I'm just a bad podcaster. The album, it doesn't do much for me, honestly. I really like the band, and I think they're great live, but it's just very straightforward. Not enough of the pagan influences or the Viking folk melodies really work for me. It's kind of just modern death, actually, which isn't my thing. And hey, if this is yours, listen on. If it's not, well, yeah, give it a shot, and then, you know, move on with your life. So let's end things here. This is Amon Amarth with the song Raise Your Horns. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.